When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And wherever you are, go ahead and share tonight's episode with someone, with a friend. And if you're driving in your car, let someone know where they can hear TMG.
It's time to get on board. TMG is taking off.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. I enjoy discovering and sharing real-life moments of inspiration from everyday people. And this show is about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. And look, and if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of TMG. I'm your host, Travis Patton Sr. Hey guys, real quick, do me a favor. Don't forget to share and like our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, I want to give a huge shout out to my biggest supporter, my biggest fan, my lovely wife, Nicole. Hey girl, how you doing? I know you're watching. I know you're listening. Man, I'm excited about today's episode. This is going to be an absolutely amazing one. And listen, it is Thursday, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. That means TMG is streaming live. And I'm so glad that you're here. And whether you are listening in Canada or in the UK, or maybe you're listening in Israel, or maybe you haven't been listening in Egypt, or maybe you're listening in Panama, wherever you are around the world, taking the time to listen to the show, let me take this moment to tell you thank you. I'm so glad you decided to join in and listen to the show. Well, maybe this is your first time tuning in, your first time hearing my voice. Thank you so much for being here. Whether you found us by accident or maybe someone told you about the show, however it is, you are here, and we are happy that you are. And you tell Travis, man, I've been watching your show ever since it's been on. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight, for watching, listening, wherever you are, for watching the show. Guys, this is going to be a good episode. I'm telling you, you're going to love this. Before we get started, guys, I'm going to dive into some things. Now, everybody knows that this show is all about finding moments of inspiration for our everyday lives. So if you have an inspiring story that you would like to tell and maybe come on a show, drop us an email. That's TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And you say, well, Travis, I know someone that has an interesting story, but I don't want to come on the show. I'm a little camera shy. That's okay. You can still drop us that line. Drop us an email at TELLMeSomething21@gmail.com. And you can even remain anonymous if you'd like. Guys, we have a few affiliate sponsors. I'm who sponsored the show. I'm going to play that information. Once I do, we're going to come back and we're going to dive into this one. This is going to be a good one. Thank you, everybody. Come on in. We're just getting started. Walmart is a proud associate sponsor of TMG Tell Me Something Good podcast. Please use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomethinggood, and visit our sponsor. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. Fanatics is the place to go for all of your officially licensed sports gear from your favorite sports and sports teams. Use the special link, bit.ly/tellmesomething21, and pay a visit to our sponsor today. Remember, I may earn a commission when you buy through this link. There it is, guys, right there. Please, please visit any one of our affiliate sponsors, guys. Guys, today's episode, if you did not catch it, is entitled Sticky. Yeah, it's entitled Sticky, stuff that's all over you. You can't quite get it off. Today's episode is Sticky. Have you ever, and I don't know if you don't want to admit to this, but I will. Have you ever walked around and there was something either stuck to your shoes or to your clothes, and you were the only one not aware of it? I have. I've been that person that had something stuck on my clothes or my shoes, and I wasn't even aware that something was sticking to me. It just seemed normal to me. Seems like an everyday thing to me. But something was sticking to me, and I didn't even know it. I didn't. I have, and it was pretty embarrassing. I mean, the thought of walking around with something clinging onto me after I realized it kind of left me feeling a little uncomfortable about myself and feeling an uneasiness about myself. Man, it's amazing the things that we believe about ourselves and why. From ideas of inadequacy because we're called short, to believing we are not smart enough because of a poor grade. The truth is, many have a tough time believing something different about themselves. Guys, tonight's special guest will talk all about those things that have stuck to us. Guys, do me a favor. I want you to give a huge TMG welcome for our returning guest, Tracy Terrace. What's up, Tracy? How you doing?
I'm doing well, Travis. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Tracy, I'm excited because you're here. Yes, I am. How's it been going with you, Trace?
Oh, it's been going well. You know, just working and, you know, working on different projects. And I'm going to be keynote speaker at our Santa Clarita Valley inaugural book festival here in Santa Clarita. So I'm really excited about that.
Well, you should be. Man, I like that. So it sounds like from the last time you were here, things were going well for you. And things just continue to tend to roll for you in a positive way. Way to go, Tracy! I love it.
Thank you.
I know everybody is looking behind me and they see this thing that says Mental Health Awareness Month. Guys, it's May. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. I like to call it World Mental Health Awareness Month because it's more than something that's a national crisis or a national thing. It's for the world. And you may not be aware of this, guys, or believe this or not, but taking care of our mental health should be a priority. Just like we prioritize our physical health. If you break your arm, you will not say, well, I'm not going to the doctor. You go to the doctor. You hurt yourself, you go to the doctor about that. You had a headache for too long, you go to the doctor about that. Mental health conditions can cause difficulties in all aspects of life. That's true, including relationships with family, friends, and the community. Now, according to the CDC and the World Health Organization, or WHO, every one in four people suffer mental health issues of varying degrees and intensity. Around the world, more than 792 million people have been diagnosed with mental disorders or illnesses. Recognizing we need help is not always easy, but it pays off in the long run. Now, if you feel you need help, reach out to a mental health professional in your area. You can call or text the National Crisis Line at 988. Tracy, I'm so happy you're here. So glad to be here. You're kicking off Mental Health Awareness Month here on TMG. How's that?
That's awesome.
You are kicking off. It's May the 2nd, and you got it rolling. So everybody comes after you, going to have to follow what you do, Tracy.
That would be nice. Yes, I'm a mental health professional. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and I own a group private practice here in the Los Angeles area, where we provide mental health services for individuals, couples, families, teenagers, and children.
Oh, wow. So you have a wide range of individuals that you assist. And I noticed you said they're older adults, adults, and then you sit down to children.
Yes. Yeah.
So children deal with this too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Like mental health, it touches all parts of society, even babies. Like if you are a mother and you have a child in your womb and there's a lot of anxiety or depression, some of that can be passed on.
Oh, wow.
To the fetus, you know, and some there have been doctors that have diagnosed babies with depression, or they'll say that they have attributes of depression. So, yes, it's a very serious disorder that affects all ages.
Wow. That pendulum, guys, I want you to catch this. You have an adult. You have a fetus. That pendulum swings for the wide range of individuals that's caught in between that. And as that pendulum swings, Tracy, everything else is kind of caught in the middle.
Yes.
All of society. Families are caught in the middle. Society is culture, job, relationships, you know, careers. All those things are kind of caught in the middle of that swing of that pendulum.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
Wow. Guys, so what that tells me, there's really no one who can be exempt. And it's just like our physical health. You know, that pendulum swings for us physically. Physical things happen to infants and fetuses, just like they do happen to adults. So there is no real difference of who could be impacted by it. You could be, and you know what, Tracy, what I've learned is this. It doesn't matter how gifted an individual is or how talented an individual or successful. We may see an individual, we see all the time these types of individuals deal with mental health issues and mental health crisis. And they deal with it. And a lot of times when we read about it or hear about it on social media, they say they dealt with it alone.
Yeah. Yeah. There's still a lot of stigma attached to having mental health issues. Like people end up with a lot of shame, you know, and so shame tells you that there's something inherently wrong with you. And that's difficult for people to deal with. And so then they try to figure it out or fix it, so to speak, on their own instead of reaching out for help.
That's usually the thing, the whole fix it. I'm going to fix it. And our way of fixing it is either by deflection or by just, you know, ignoring it or just acting as if it doesn't even exist. It's not there. Like me walking around with something stuck to my shoe. Had no idea. Just oblivious.
Yeah. Yeah. Thinking, you know, like, thinking that it'll go away.
Right.
Yeah.
These feelings will go away.
It can go away, but you have to figure out what it is you need to do and what it is you need to address, and you can make it go away, you know?
Absolutely. Now, you and I was talking, and I read Psychology Today only because I'm weird like that. Tracy, I'm not a psychologist, guys. I am not a psychologist, but it's fascinating to me, studying the mind and how we think, because I have a mind, you know. It's no different than reading about if you know your seasonal allergies. So you read up on your seasonal allergies to know how to take what you need to take and what you need to do. So I like to read Psychology Today because I have a mind.
Yes, exactly. Well, the mind is part of psychology. Like people think psychology is the study of emotions and
healing. Right, right.
And it is, but the original definition of psychology is the study of the soul. So we all have a soul, we all have a body, you know, we all have a spirit. And so the psyche is the one that houses your mind and your emotions.
Right, right. So I like to read that. So one of the things I continue to find, Tracy, is the topic of what an individual believes about themselves. That comes up a lot. It really, you know, what an individual believes about themselves. You could go on social media and read it, news articles, news posts, whatever psychology day, or whatever your favorite source of media is. There's always or some motivational speaker or someone. There's always comes up the topic of someone and of an individual believing in themselves. How important it is to believe in themselves. Why is this such a robust topic?
Mm-hmm. Because it's tied to identity, you know, and what you believe about yourself formulates your identity. You know, a lot of times people think that love is the strongest force in the universe. And although love is a very strong force in the universe, what people believe about themselves can be stronger for them. And so that's your identity. So one of the things I always talk to my clients about is the concept of self-care. And so a form of self-care is understanding and knowing what you believe about yourself. And what you believe about yourself comes from some of the thoughts, like a lot of the self-talk, whether it's positive or negative, but the thoughts that come up in your mind, it's a form of self-care to pay attention to that, to dispute some of those thoughts if they are negative or if they are causing you to disparage yourself or causing you to feel despair. It's important to investigate and think about, where does this come from? Why do I believe this is true? And figure out how to change it so that it is no longer true for you.
Exactly. And I like the fact what you said. You said, when we believe something, it is true to us. Whether someone disagrees with it, or someone is share the same opinion about it, or yeah, you don't have the same perspective, whatever you believe about yourself becomes true to you. It's in concrete. I mean, it's your Bible. It's in stone. Whatever you believe about yourself, and listen, your mind, our minds, does not know if it's right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Our minds just know we believe it.
Yeah.
Think about that, Tracy. There's no moral part to it. Our mind just says, you believe it, it's true.
Yeah. And then you'll start acting on it.
Yeah.
That's why it's important to choose what we believe. We can choose our beliefs, because two people can experience the same event, but each one walk away feeling differently about it. And what's different is what they thought about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so it's important for you to challenge what it is you're thinking about, challenge what it is you're believing, and look for alternative ways of seeing things, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So this being said, because it's so important to choose what we believe, and it's mm-hmm. so important to continue to try to have healthy beliefs about ourselves. This is not 1963. This is not 1945, Tracy. We don't have to wait till a weekly publication come out or a monthly publication come out. Things are being said all the time, everywhere. Social media. We're in the age of social media. We're now in the age of AI, where you don't even know if that's the real person talking. It could be an AI version of that individual. And that concept, and let's just be honest, a lot of the things that we believe about ourselves comes from our environment, comes from the things we interact with, family members, friends, TV. It used to be back in my day when I was coming up, just television, newspaper, magazines. Yeah. Now you got stuff thrown at you 24/7 with social media. You could pick up your phone and you could be in Canada and just by clicking on a button. How, given today's culture of popular social media, and it is popular, man, it is popular. How does the impact of social media contribute to what we believe about ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, it depends on, a lot of this depends on what you already believe about yourself. If we're not always thinking about what we believe about ourselves. So say, for instance, if you have a belief that you're not worthy, that mm-hmm. you're unworthy because you grew up here or you didn't have this or you don't have that, uh-huh. right? And then you see something on social media or any kind of media that tells you an affirmation of that, like it underlines that belief that you already have, then that just becomes stronger. It doesn't mean mm. it's true. Now, what we believe and what is true are two different things.
Okay, okay.
You know, it's like we're operating, like we're trying to live our lives on a day-to-day basis, and most right. of us aren't even sure of all of the beliefs that we have. And one of, like what I was saying earlier, one of the forms of self-care is to know what it is that you're thinking on a day-to-day basis. Not right. that you're sitting there thinking about your thoughts all the time, but that when an issue comes up, you ask yourself, well, what do I believe about this? And where did this come from? Because sometimes we believe things that originated in social media. We have never even thought of this until someone got on social media and started spouting something that, you know, that seemed to be facts or seemed to be true. And we, without even checking in with ourselves, just jump on the bandwagon yeah. and yeah. decide to believe it when it really didn't, or it doesn't match anything in our own belief system. We just jump on the bandwagon, so to speak. So I think that if we take the time to ask ourselves, well, why do I believe this? Where did this originally come from? When did I first hear about this?
Right.
You find that, oh, actually, I never even thought of this until I saw this post. And then it doesn't mean that you don't have to believe it, but it does mean that you take time to think through, where do I land and why do I land there? And is my believing this going to build my life up or build up the lives of those I love or those I serve, whatever the case may be?
Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to that point, Trace, yeah, I know a lot of times with social media, whether it may be whatever platform you frequent the most, or maybe you just go on and read the news, who knows? But it's those things that we get constantly exposed to,
mm-hmm.
and we constantly get exposed to those things. And if I've already believed that about myself, and then I find something that affirms what I believe. And now we're going to get into that, guys. We're going to get into that because it's amazing, Tracy. And you know how our minds, I'm not going to jump ahead. But it's amazing that we believe something about ourselves, and we can read something, just reading the news mm-hmm. or just looking at social media for a funny video. Then we all of a sudden will glance at something, and it'll stick to us because it affirms what we already believe about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd be like, oh, it must be true. It's yeah. I believe it. And it just came up in my feed 5 times. It yeah. just popped in my feed 6 times. It keeps popping up in my feed. This must be true about me because yeah. I keep running into the same thing.
Well, there's science behind why you're running into the same thing. There's this thing called algorithm, and the algorithm detects what it is you seek out, and it just keeps giving you the same thing over and over, or things that align with what you already believe.
Ooh.
You know, I talk about that in my book in the social media section with regards to how, you know, it's taking like two political parties.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like one group which believes this or that cannot understand how the other group can't see the truth of what this group believes. And the reason that this group believes it so vehemently and is so sure about it is everything that they read is confirming it over and over. Whereas on the other side, everything that they read confirms what they already believe over right. and over. So it's really like when you're using social media or the internet, to do research, it's almost like if you want a different perspective, you'd almost have to go onto another computer.
Yeah, exactly.
Onto another browser, and you know, so that you can get a different viewpoint, because the algorithm will give you what you already believe.
So what you already believe. All right, yeah. So guys, today's episode is entitled Sticky. It's entitled Sticky. And I want to give us a working definition. Now, this is not by any means the only definition, but it's the one that we're going to work with today. A working definition for the word sticky is tending to or designed to stick to things on contact, either tending to or is designed to stick to things on contact or covered with something that sticks. Let me give you a picture of an example right here. Yeah. Something that's designed or that's covered with something that sticks. It's designed to stick on contact. Yeah, it's sticky, Tracy. It's sticky. And you talking about how the algorithms, when we're on social media, it keeps coming up. It keeps popping up because we're believing it. And it seems to be sticking to us, Tracy.
Yeah.
You talked about, I heard you talk about this, and I had to get you on a show when I heard you talk about this. You talked about something called limbic imprinting before. Mm-hmm. Okay. For those who did not see the same video I did, briefly explain what exactly is it, and how do these things, because of limbic imprinting, how do they stick to us?
Mm-hmm. Well, in our brain, there is an area called the limbic system. And so from the time of birth to about 11 or 12 years old, everything that goes into your mind, you accept it as true. Whether it's whether it is actually true or not, you take it in as either a positive or a negative. And so at some point along the line, like something just kind of seals over. And then after around 11 or 12 or somewhere around adolescence, everything that's coming into your mind is looking for a match. So for instance, if you've been told your whole life that you're worthless and you're nothing, when you go out into the world, say in junior high school or high school, and you're teachers are telling you that you have value, or you're meeting people that tell you you are smart, you don't believe it, no matter how much evidence there is to the contrary. And the reason you don't believe it is because of limbic imprinting. There's no match in there. And so your mind will reject it, you know. And by the same token, it's like if someone tells you something negative about yourself that you don't, you know, that's not already a match, your mind will reject that too. So it's not about accepting positive and rejecting negative, or rejecting negative and accepting positive. It's about due to the process of limbic imprinting, what is already there. And this information that's coming in, does it find a match? Like I use an example in my book about one of my cousins. Her dad was always calling her a dumb blonde, and he called her that because she had difficulty with math. I mean, this girl is really smart in all kinds of areas, but math was one area that she would have trouble with. And so when I moved to California and I became close with their family, he would call me a dumb blonde. And so I wouldn't receive that. And she once said to me, "How do you do it? The things that my dad tells you would floor me, but it doesn't seem to bother you at all." And I was like, "Because he's not my dad, and he's crazy. Ooh. He's crazy if he thinks I'm dumb, because right. I've always been a good student. I'd always gotten good grades. Teachers have always expressed to me, you know, well done." And so someone coming along telling me that I was dumb, it just didn't match.
Right.
Anything I believed about myself with regards to academics or, you know, thinking through things. And so I explained that to her, and I told her, you have to figure out how to change what you believe about, because at some point, like something happens, right, or someone tells you something You take it in. You might not believe it at first. You might just feel hurt about it. Mm-hmm. But if it keeps happening, eventually you'll believe it. And sometimes you believe it the first time, depending on how young you are. But eventually you believe it. Then you make an agreement with it.
Oh, wow.
And that agreement becomes a stronghold. And once it's a stronghold in your mind, it's almost impossible to get rid of it. And so one of the forms of therapy that I practice is called cognitive behavioral therapy.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And, you know, for short, it's CBT. And so with CBT, the way CBT works is you identify the beliefs and the narratives that you have in your mind that's causing you distress or keeping you stuck or keeping you from healing and moving forward in your life. And then you challenge them and you change those cognitions. So all of the negatives that are in your mind because of limbic imprinting, the things that you believe about yourself, you have to find a different perspective. You know, what else is true about this? Or what else can I think about with regards to this? And you change it from a negative to a positive so that when the positive information is coming in, you can accept that as your new truth. And when the negative comes in that used to align with that positive, then you can reject it. Just like I was rejecting, like, I mean, I wasn't mad at him or anything, like my uncle or whatever. I wasn't mad at him. It just didn't fit. So
it didn't fit you. So yeah, why get mad?
Release it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why get angry? Let me make sure I got this right. Because I had to talk to you face to face on this one. Mm-hmm. So you're telling me, Tracy, that through limbic imprinting, it's not about positive or negative. It's about what's coming in the most, what information is coming in the most.
So what came in originally.
Originally. Okay.
We believe everything that comes in originally. We don't discriminate when we're young.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's right. So you can tell, a parent can tell a child, you know, you're horrible, you're not smart, or any negative thing. And that child will believe that as they grow up. Mm-hmm. At a certain point, it sticks and remains with them, and they will begin to seek out a match that fits what was said. Mm-hmm. So they could be in a room where people can be saying everything positive about them, everything opposite of what was told, and they won't even accept it.
Yeah. It's like the algorithm. It's like your mind is seeking out what is usual or what you already. Yeah. So you could take a brilliant, young man, and but because he never felt good enough for his father or whatever, it's really hard for him to believe. Like, he has evidence. He gets, you know, accolades at work, and, you know, he's told by, you know, his peers and his colleagues, but it's really hard. And he might be able to accept the compliment, but it's really hard because there's no match. So that person would have to engage in a cognitive restructuring process to get rid of those things about himself.
I was going to ask, is there something that we can do to change or say reverse this limbic imprinting done?
Yeah, the quickest way and the deepest way is to go and talk to a therapist, you know, and get some tools for that. But even if you don't go and see a therapist, one of the ways that you can do it is journaling. Okay. And, you know, having a journaling process where you're digging into yourself and investigating what right. are the thoughts that hang out in my mind all the time. And, you know, ones that I'm aware of, but also ones that I'm not aware of. Where did these thoughts originate from? And then you think about, well, what did other people say? Because let's say you did have a parent that was disparaging. Was your other parent that way too? Probably not. Were your grandparents that way? What did they say about you?
Right, right.
If you are a person of faith, what does God say about you?
Right, exactly.
Scriptures? And you can choose to believe what you see in the scriptures when God says, I made you in my image, or you can choose to believe how did my grandparents treat me? What did my grandmother say?
Right, right, right.
Because, I mean, most people, even if you had a hard time with your mother and hard time believing, because parents will sometimes be negative because of their own fears. Like not all parents who implant negativity in their children are doing it abusively. Some right. are, but sometimes it's just coming from a place of fear. They don't want you to fill in the blank. So they say all these things that you take in.
Correct.
In a negative way. Whereas grandparents, they're more free to operate from a place of love. They're not fearing how you're going to turn out because they automatically assume you're going to turn out well. Whereas parents, because it's their responsibility to raise you, how they raise you and talk to you can right. be a little bit different. Like, I'm not saying that to excuse parents. I'm just saying it's coming from a different place in the heart, right. you know? Yeah.
Wow. You guys, I don't know if you're catching this or not, but through limbic imprinting, things can stick to us. And I gave an example of how when the show began about how I had something stuck to me and I wasn't even aware of it. I had no idea. I'm walking around, Tracy, stuff stuck to me on the bottom of my, what in the world? And everybody's looking at me. I'm the only one who doesn't know something is stuck to me. I'm walking around business as usual. It's a usual day, and something is stuck to me. And that's usually how it is. We walk around in everyday life, and we think every day's normal. It looks normal to us. It looks regular to us, but it's something is still stuck to us. We have a bad attitude quicker. We don't know why we got a bad attitude, but we don't think it's a bad attitude. Yeah. We think it's just business as usual. Everybody else can see what's stuck to us, but we can't see it. Yeah. We're the only ones oblivious to it until we come to that realization that something is stuck to us, Tracy. I got to ask this, guys, because I know there are people that are listening. So there could be, based on what we're talking about, there, because of limbic imprinting, there could be limiting beliefs sticking to us, clinging to us, and we don't even know where it came from. I don't know why it's hard for me to believe that I can do better. I don't know why it's difficult for me to believe that I can turn things around. Why is it so hard for me to accept a compliment, to believe all the praise I get? I'm not talking about being arrogant, but just believing something differently about yourself. And it's possible, Tracy, something is sticking to us.
The beliefs that we have, like just to use your example of why is it hard for me to accept the compliment? If like I said earlier, one of the ways that you can heal is through like going to therapy and figuring out what these things are, or journaling, like doing some self-examination and asking yourself, well, where did this come from and why do I believe this? Where did this originate? So with the thing about a compliment, if someone's complimenting you and you make an excuse or you denigrate yourself, oh, it was nothing. One of the easy ways to change that is to just start saying thank you. Even if you don't believe it in the moment, you don't have to offer an explanation or try to convince that person that just gave you that compliment that they are wrong or that you are undeserving of that compliment. One of the ways that you can start changing that is by making yourself accept the compliment with a thank you. You don't have to start, you know, convincing them or yourself otherwise.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times we get to that point where we feel like, well, I got to convince them. Oh, thank you. Well, because was, and we got to explain. So I wonder, I'm just feeling this sense of here. I wonder, Tracy, how much of what we believe about ourselves is the result of something that has been clinging to us. Something maybe your parent said, or a teacher said, or somebody, especially somebody with some authority that said it, because now it has more influence over our lives. I wonder how much of the negative things that we have accepted as truths about ourselves, that we believe about ourselves, is really something that's been clinging to us. If you believe that you are a failure, when you make a mistake, you won't say, I've made a mistake. Mm-hmm. You're going to say, I'm a failure. Exactly. I wonder how much of the things that we have accepted about ourselves is just because something is clinging to us. Allow me to ask this question to the audience. I'm going to ask this question to the audience, to those who are listening, whether you're at home, you're at work, whether you are listening to the show right now. I want to ask you guys this question, because a lot of times, Tracy, sometimes things cling to us, but we also cling to them. Mm-hmm. We also cling to certain things. What have you been clinging to about yourself that you need to pull off? Is there anything about yourself, any negative thing that you've been clinging to that you can look at right now and say, you know what? That's been clinging. I need to pull that off. I've been clinging to how my grandma thinks. I've been clinging to how my mom thinks. I've been clinging to how my culture thinks. And my identity is wrapped up into what I believe. I've been clinging to this. And that's why, Tracy, you can have two people who are friends. Mm-hmm. And as long as they believe the same things about themselves, they can have a different address. But if I go to my house, it's going to look the same as yours, because we both believe the same things about ourselves. That's why you have grandkids, grandchildren will look just like their grandparents. They'll have the same things that happened to them, the grandparents did, because you're still clinging to the same thing about yourself that your grandparents did, that your culture did, that your race did. And everything starts to look the same because the same things are clinging to you. Do you have audience that's listening? Let me ask you a question, guys. What do you have that's clinging to you that you need to pull off? What is it in your family that you need to pull off? About your generation that you need to pull off? Do you have, I guess what I'm really asking is, do you have some sticky things you have been believing about yourself? And when I heard you talk about limbic imprinting, Tracy, it made me do a lot of self-reflection about some sticky things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because I realized we have all have some sticky things that we have to go in. I'm gonna say, I guess you didn't, and I know those who are listening to this later, you can't see this picture, but it's this picture of this guy with all these sticky notes on him. And this is literally how we are. We have sticky notes on us, and we're allowing other things and other people to fill in the blanks.
Yeah.
We're allowing other people to fill in what they want to be stuck to us. And we accept it. We just accept it. We walk around. And we're the only ones don't know we look like this, Tracy.
Yeah.
Tracy, we're the only ones walking around not realizing things are stuck to us. Sometimes, Tracy, when things are sticky and we try to remove them, if we try to remove something that's sticky, like maybe gum on your shoe, or stuff like that. Or my grandson has this toy. We call it goop. I don't know what it is, Tracy. But it's sticky. It's slimy. And when you try to get it off one hand, it gets on the other hand. You try to peel it off here. The more you try to get it off, it seems to be sticking. You literally have to do like this, you know, to try to remove it. So sometimes when things are sticky and we try to remove them, it gets on everything else. It gets everywhere. We try to remove it over here in our relationship, and it gets in our career. We try to remove it out of career, and it gets in our finances. So we try to remove the things, it seems to get on everything else. How much of what we believe about ourselves impacts the other things we want to do and try in life?
Well, that's why you have to start with identity. Like, I like that picture that you put up, because you see all those post-its on this guy. You can't even see the guy, you know, it's like he's covered. You can see his eyes, but you can't really see all of his features. The things that we believe, one of the reasons it's hard to change it is because we take that as our identity. It is not our identity. It's a bunch of beliefs that we've gathered over time, and a bunch of things that that people have told us, or that experiences have told us, and we've, you know, come to conclusions about ourselves. So where you start, like the reason it's like it gets into other areas of your life is because if this is your identity, if you think that this is your true identity, no matter where you go, whether it's in your own home, whether it's with friends, whether it's at work, no matter where you go, there you are. And so where you have to start is by figuring out what is your true identity, not all of this stuff that you assumed about yourself or that you were told about yourself. What I like about the sticky notes on the guy, like you said, you know, people, we allow people to write, you know, in what their thoughts are about us, or we allow people to define us. If you look at those sticky notes, you can peel them off. And that's where therapy comes in. That's where journaling comes in. That's where self-reflection comes in. And you can peel those things off to discover, who am I really? Who was I originally intended to be? Who was I originally created to be? You know, and where did these, because a lot of what we call our identity is really just lies, or
things that were
thrown on us, maybe most often from our family of origin. You know, a lot of families will say, this is who we are, and this is the party line that you have to carry. Like, how dare you step outside and do something different, or be, you know, something different? But you are different. Like, we each have our own identity. We may be part of a family or part of a group, and we are part of that family and part of that group, but we have our own identity. So one of the reasons why it's hard, it's not because people keep telling us, like people are just confirming or affirming what we already believe. We have to change.
That's right. What
we believe about ourselves. We have to peel off all of those, you know, descriptors that other people stuck on us with those sticky notes. And, you know, there's different things that you can do, either through therapy, journaling, prayer, checking the scriptures, things of that nature, where you don't have to be stuck with this stuff.
That was my very next thing I was going to ask. What can we do to try to help, you know, remove some of these sticky thoughts? You know, it would be journaling, it would be prayer is your thing, meditation, or whatever it is. We have to, Tracy, it sounds like what we have to do is we have to, we all start off like this because we accept what people say. We accept it as true. But we have to be the, here's the thing. We have to be the ones to pull it off. We have to be the one to peel these off. We can't wait. You know, you go to a therapist. The therapist hands us the tools to say, you can peel this off. You don't have to. We don't have to walk around looking like that. And we don't realize, but Tracy, that's what we really look like.
Yeah.
We really look, if we had a way to see ourselves, that's how we look. We are walking around with sticky notes on us, things stuck to us, and we believe it is true. And I'm like you, a lot of the things I believed about myself, Tracy, they weren't even true. They weren't even true. They just weren't even close to being, and listen to me, everybody that's watching, everybody that's listening, I guarantee you that there are a lot of things that you are believing about yourself right now that said you couldn't be, you don't measure up, you'll never be, you won't measure up, you're either this or you won't be that. I guarantee you it's not true. Right now, you walking around with a few sticky notes on you and someone else has filled in your blanks. Pull them off.
Yeah.
Pull them off.
Tracy. You see how sad that guy's eyes
are? Look at him. Look at him. Yeah. He has no idea.
When you first put that up, you know, I just thought, oh, because a lot of people do walk around like that, you know, like just with all of this stuff that's stuck to them. That's not, it wasn't put there in the original design. Like you are not that original design. And one of the easy ways, and you don't have to go to a therapist for this, is to identify a belief that you have, identify where it came from or who it came from, and then identify when someone said the opposite.
Exactly.
So like if your big brother was always calling you a dummy, but then you always had good grades or your teachers were always, you know, tune into what that teacher said, like change the channel of your mind. Like we just get stuck on just like, I grew up with records, you know, where you put it on. I mean, they're new now, like they're not new, but they're coming back now where people put up vinyls. And when the record was scratched, you would hear the same thing over and over again. And our mind will do that. Like our minds will do that, where we just get stuck in the groove.
Absolutely.
And just skip, it just keeps skipping and skipping. And we hear the same thing over and over. But if you put it on another track, put it on another channel to find out what else was said to me in this area, and then you choose to tune into that instead of the other thing that's been harming your identity.
Man, did you hear what she said, guys? Sometimes you may have to, you know, I'm from the era, Tracy, where we actually had records, a record player and an actual vinyl record.
Yeah.
And the cool thing was this, there were times where you would have a record player and it had an automatic record changer, or it would flip the record over automatically. But there were times you had to manually, if you wanted to hear what was on the other side, you had to go flip the record yourself. There may be some times you might have to put some work into it. You might have to put some effort into it. You might have to flip that record yourself. And listen, if you ever want to hear side B, you might have to flip your own record. You may not go to a therapist, Tracy said, listen, you might not be, but you may have to put in the work to flip your own record. If you're tired, listen, side A is only going to play what's on side A.
Yep.
What you've been hearing for the past 20 years of your life, it's only going to play the same thing you've been hearing for the past 20 years of your life. If you ever want to hear something different about yourself, Tracy, you're going to have to flip your own record.
Yeah.
I believe that there are people listening that are making up their mind, I'm going to flip the record. Yeah, I'm going to flip the record right now. If you're going to flip the record, do me a favor. Go ahead and just say it to yourself. Say it out loud. Put it in chat. I'm going to flip the... Yeah, this is the last day, I believe, when I'm flipping the record. Tracy, I told you, this was good. This was good. I'm flipping the record, Tracy. I'm flipping it. I don't know about y'all, but this is helping me. I'm flipping the record right now. Yeah, yeah. There's some stuff I need to flip the record about. Tracy, I know you're an author, a really good author. You are an author, and your book, Many Voices, One Truth, talks about getting beyond these sticky voices that we've been exposed to. See, I told you guys, and the sticky voices that's in our head. Tell us a little, and how to focus on the truth about ourselves. Tell us a little bit about that and how someone can get a copy. Let me get a picture of your book up here while you talk to us about your book, Tracy.
Okay. Well, it's called Many Voices, One Truth. And in it, I talk about how there's all of these different voices competing for our attention. And I discuss differences between the different voices and how people can tell which one is at play at any given moment. And then I use therapy, meditation, and prayer practices to teach the reader how to flip, you know, how to change the channel, so to speak. Like, I use the analogy of network stations that I grew up with, because we didn't have 50 million channels. You know, we did have cable. I'm not that ancient. We did have cable, but in my household, we didn't have cable. I mean, cable existed, but in my household, we didn't have cable. We only had ABC, CBS, NBC, and PBS. And so if we were watching television, it was probably one of those stations. And in our minds, we have different stations like that that compete for our attention, just like the networks do. And so you can find the book on Amazon. Amazon recently turned it into an Audible book. So it's available on Audible if you want to listen to it that way. I think it's free if you try an Audible for a month. But it's also available in paperback and hard copy. You can also get it at Barnes & Noble, different places online. It's available on Kindle and things like that as well.
Guys, it is an amazing book. Tracy, you did your thing with it. It is great. We have a copy, and I like it. So awesome job. But again, guys, it teaches us all those wonderful things. Tracy, I can't thank you enough for being here today. I really can't. I can't thank you enough. I know my audience can't thank you enough for sharing. Again, guys, a lot of us are walking around victims of limbic imprinting. Tracy, a lot of us are walking around like this guy, and I can't believe it. This guy right here, look at his eyes. He has no clue. He's walking around clueless, and we have all of these things stuck to him. Tracy, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. You know this will not be the last time you're here. Thank you for kicking off Mental Health Awareness Month with us. I really appreciate that. Guys, I got to say this, so I get ready to get out of here real quick. Let me just do this real quick. I'm going to leave you on, Trace. There okay. We go. So, guys, the products they make to help remove sticky things works by dissolving what is causing the thing to stick.
Yeah.
I don't know what's causing the negative words and the negative belief to stick to you, but dissolve it. I don't know what trauma that may have occurred, or what bad news you got, or what email you had, or what post you saw on social media, but dissolve it. Listen, but whatever it is that's causing it to stick to you. Whatever it is that's causing you to walk around and being sticky, dissolve it. Whatever that has been sticking to you for the past 30 years, it's time to dissolve it. Listen, it may have been something that happened 30 years ago or 30 minutes ago, but this is where we make up our minds. Tracy, I'm going to dissolve it. Yeah, I'm going to dissolve it, Tracy. I'm leaving here with that stuff off me. I'm not going to be let that stuff stick to me. Not like that again.
Yeah.
Now I'm dissolving it. Guys, I got to get out of here. But as always, it's been a real blast. Listen, don't forget to visit our YouTube page. That's Tell Me Something Good with a capital T. And as always, you can stream your favorite episodes, guys, on your favorite listening platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so many more. And be right here, guys, every week, 6:30 p.m. Central, 7:30 p.m. Eastern, to listen to the show. We got to get out of here. But as always, in parting, if you're going to tell me something, then tell me something good. I'm out of here. We got to go. Peace out.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.